It's as socially distant as dating can get.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz hang up or hang out on Star 102.5.
Here's the segment where we try to see if we can get a date between two of our listeners. Let's first bring onto the show Jacob. Hey, Jacob. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
how's it going?
Good. We're good. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Jacob.
I'm 27. I live in Ames. I'm just like going out of my mind with the cold weather. I can literally barely handle it. I'm still working from home, but if I'd had to drive back into work in Des Moines like each of the mornings these past few weeks, I would have quit.
Yeah.
I
mean, I know it's
feeling
warmer
better
than it was, but it's
bad.
Still cold.
Yes.
I still have a chill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we do a little warm up during this segment, and we are asking you now to give us your best impression. So, celebrity, sound effect, whatever you got, Jacob. We want to hear it.
All right. I guess I could do like a Pete Davidson impression, kind of like, you know, if you're from New York and you sound like this, I don't know.
Bravo! Well done.
I liked it. I liked it too.
Like
yep. Nice job, Jacob. All right, now let's meet Sarah. Hey, Sarah. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Sarah. Tell us about you.
Well, my name is Sarah. I'm 29. I live in Ankeny, and I'm a huge fan of anything true crime. So I've been streaming a lot of those shows. And to be honest, I watched Night Stalker right into the Cecil Hotel series.
Good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right, so you're in deep.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. And how about you? We need your best impression now. Celebrity, sound effect, what do you have?
Okay. I'm going to say sorry to Mom, but my mom's from California.
Okay.
And she was a valley girl.
Okay.
So, totally, like, my mom, when she gets upset with me, still totally talks like this. Like, oh, my God, gag me with a spoon.
That would be weird coming from
so
your mom.
Weird.
Yes.
Yeah. So weird, but,
yes.
I mean.
I just laugh every time, I
mm-hmm.
think. Unless, yeah, okay, no?
I would.
I mean, I'd struggle with it, but that's just because that's how I grew up. But now I'm thinking, like, maybe I could be Sarah's mom. I don't know. I mean,
well, here's the surprise of the show.
Oh, my God, Sarah, it's me!
And we really are sorry, Sarah. All right, this is how this works. We'll ask up to three questions, and we get your answers after every question, and then we give you both a chance to hang up. At any point, if you're just not feeling it or want out, you just hang up, and thank you for being on the show. But if you get through three questions, you're both still there. We're paying for you to go out. So question one, we'll start with you this time, Sarah. Kurt has it.
All right, Sarah, what is the most unusual thing you have in your purse or wallet or your pocket right now?
Oh, boy. In my purse, I have a dog poop bag, but I don't have a dog.
What?
Wait.
Say that again. You have a what?
A dog poop bag.
A dog poop bag.
But doesn't have a dog.
Oh, okay.
No.
How does that happen?
Well, sometimes you're just in need of a bag really quick, and they're free, and there's one of those dispenser things on the post outside my office, and I guess I just always have one in my purse, just in case.
Huh. All right. So you're snagging the dog poop bag.
I'll say it. You women and your bags.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Jacob, same question to you. Most unusual thing you have in your purse or wallet or pocket?
Okay, it's not that unusual, I guess, but I have an unused ticket to Triple Espresso.
That's unusual.
Okay.
It's for the 5 o'clock Saturday, December 8th show, 2018.
Yeah.
I was supposed to go with my girlfriend at the time, and I remember she got really sick, so we couldn't go. I don't know, I've just always still held on to the ticket, which can't be a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's not let a souvenir of a relationship, is it?
Yeah. Well, unless he just regularly wanted to bring up the time where I spent this much money on tickets to see a nice show.
All right, we'll go with that. Okay, first chance here to hang up. I'll count to three, and if you want to, feel free. Otherwise, we move on to question two. One, two, three. All right.
Awesome.
Okay.
And didn't break any deals there. All right.
As you decide whether to go with that extra shot of caffeine or not, Ken, Colleen, and Kurt will be back in less than 10 minutes with more fun, including...
We're checking their Google search history and seeing if they can get through two more questions and go on a date. It's coming up within 10 minutes.
Free radio, always. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.